We are racking up a weeny bit of debt. The government books have been opened. Andrew Kelleher's with us this morning from JMI Wealth. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
What did you think of it all? That figure of 19 that had been touted by Treasury was, well, way off.
Yeah, busy day yesterday, wasn't it, on financial markets? Markets moving around an awful lot. And, yeah, the government have released these books for the June 22 year. Now, they are, by their very nature, they're very complicated. There's lots of data here, so you've got to try and bring it down to some numbers that we can all kind of understand and get our heads around. It's always tempting to try and sort of categorise the output, you know, put a sticker on it. Are the books good? Are they bad? Are they as expected? You know, unfortunately, the last few years, the COVID years, they've been complex times, and I'd suggest it's not as simple as just putting one sticker on it. There are a few, we can sort of bring it down to a couple of key headline numbers. So we look at that reported deficit, and it's not as high as we expected it to be. So that's good, right? I mean, so that's good. But at the budget that was delivered in May, that deficit was forecast to be $19 billion. Yesterday, the government unveiled a deficit of $9.7 billion, significantly better than the projected deficit. That number excludes, I think you referred to this, what the term, net gains and losses. So it's positive, right? The actual operating balance was a deficit of $16.9 billion. But what does this all mean? You know, let's try and sort of look at it in simple terms. The deficit is very much just a function of the difference between expenses, what they spend, and revenue, what they earn. And revenue, it's a real highlight of these books. It's much higher than expected. So, but that's the tax that we pay to the government. So corporate New Zealand take a bow, corporate tax take up 26.2%, up $4.1 billion. We've also got rising wages. We've got low unemployment. So the amount of money that the government collects from individuals, that's the tax that you and I pay. That's up 11.2% or $4.3 billion. So that all looks very strong. But on the expense side, what the government spends, yes, expenses were lower than forecast. But you've got to look at some of these. You've got to look at some of the outright numbers, Tim. The actual number of spending was $151 billion. Now, that compares to spending in the previous financial year of $134 billion. So while the number is less than forecast, it's still $17 billion higher than last year. So the deficit, yes, less than expected. But the reality is the government spent $10 billion more than was raised in revenue, and that was a record revenue year. Now, a couple of other comments. There's a number quoted of net core crown debt. $61.9 billion, 17.2% of GDP. That's good. But, Tim, as far as I can see, the reality is there is actually $142 billion of debt that you have to service the interest cost on. So that net figure of 61.9, you get there by offsetting that all that debt that you've got to pay interest on, they offset that against the assets in New Zealand Super, but you can't use those to pay your interest bill. You've still got to pay interest on that $142 billion. So, look, I can't look past the fact that we've ended the year in financial year in better shape than we thought we'd be due to them not being as bad. But the tax revenue is strong. That's a positive. But we are susceptible to higher interest rates. And guess what? That's exactly what's happening in the world. Interest rates are going up.
All right. And as we mentioned, the RBNZ came out pretty much as expected, unlike the RBA.
That's it, right. Yeah, the RBA surprised us with only 25 basis points. The RBNZ, 5 consecutive 50 basis points hikes on expectation. You look through, they give you notes from the Monetary Policy Committee meeting. The conversation there was around whether to go 50 basis points or 75 basis points. The OCR now, the highest it's been in 7 years. Can we put a label on this one? Yeah, I think we can say it's bordering on hawkish. It remains appropriate to continue to tighten monetary policy conditions at pace. No reason to expect that we won't see 50 basis points in November. The RBNZ then takes a break. There's no more moves, no more meetings until February. Markets on the day, Kiwi dollar spiked higher to 58 cents, then it came back down. Wholesale interest rates have been sort of falling recently in line with global rates. They may go back up today. And share market actually went higher yesterday. We may see that reverse because share markets around the world a little bit off overnight.
All right, you were very pleased to report a sea of green yesterday. What are the numbers this morning?
Yeah, so it's actually all a little bit red. The Dow Jones down, only down 13 points, so only marginally in the negative. 30,305 down 0.04%. The S&P 500 down about 0.5% at the moment, 3768. The NASDAQ also down about 0.5%, 11,117. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 34 points, 7052, about 0.5%. The Nikkei gained 0.5% yesterday, 27,120. Shanghai Composite down 17, 3024. The Australasian markets, the ASX 200, gained 1.7%, very strong, 116 points, 6815 was the close, and the NZX 50 closed at 11,180, up 90 points, 0.8%. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.5703 against the US, 0.8823 against the Aussie, 0.5782 euro, 0.5050 pounds, 82.55 Japanese yen, gold $1,708.39, and Brent crude quite a bit stronger. We might try and talk about that tomorrow morning, Tim. $93.30. Lots going on there.
Yeah, there is. And as we mentioned, with that dial back in the production by OPEC, there will be some ripple out into the market. Andrew Kelleher back with us tomorrow morning from JMI Wealth.